Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chaf Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shalosh Chamasos Shalosh Turmalin Hain. There are three types of leather flasks and three types of shepherd's bags. Hamakablin Kashir Tamein Medris. If they're big enough that they can hold the amount that we had mentioned a few prakim ago, whether it be 7 kav, 5 kav, whatever it is, then it's Tamei Medris because it's big enough also to sit on. V'sheinu Mekam Kashir Tamein Tamei Meis. But if it doesn't hold that much that it's big enough to sit on, then it's tummy tumas mace because it still has a base kibul vishal or hadog tahor miklum. But if it's made out of fish skin, it's entirely tahor because anything made out of something that comes from the yam is entirely tahor. Mishnah Yud Beis shlosha oros hain. There are three types of animal skins. Ha'asu l'shatiach tamei medrus. If it's made into a rug, so it's tamei medrus because you would lie down on it. L'tachre chakelim tamei mace. If you use it to wrap up other kelim, it becomes tamei tumas mace because even though it's pshute, it doesn't have a shaped base kibul. You fold it up in a way where it creates a base kibul. But if it's straps for shoes or sandals, then it's entirely tar because it has no base kibul whatsoever. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we spoke about three different types of leather bags or flasks. And in Mishnah Yud Beis, we spoke about three different types of animal hides. And again, the point is that anything that you would sit on as mekabel tumas sit or lie on as mekabel tumas medrus. Anything that is base kibul is mekabel tumas mace, and anything that's neither or for that matter made out of fish skin is not tame at all. But as Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perchav Dalid Mishnah Yud Gimel.